Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. We're so grateful that the Lord has allowed us to come here for such a time as this. Today is Tuesday. It is the 16th day of February 2021. This month is more than halfway over, and I'm telling you, God is so good, and his mercies endure forever and ever. It is him that is taking us to higher heights and deeper depths, and with him we are blessed. We are always going to be blessed, as he tells us. He would never leave us nor forsake us. We are grateful that you have joined us this morning, and today I'm going to see if our Sister Gladys will lead us off in prayer this morning. Sister Gladys?
I'm here.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Father God, we thank you this morning. We come to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, as humble as we can. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Father, thanking you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, hallelujah, that died on the cross at Calvary for each and every one of us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, Father, this morning. We thank you, Father, for life, and we thank you for that more abundantly. We thank you right now, God, for being our creator right now, God. We thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for sound minds this morning, Father. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus right now, God, for a spirit of prayer, praise, and worship, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for health and strength right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for life and that more abundantly, Lord God. We come before you right now, God, with outstretched arms right now, God, in the name of Jesus, and heads bowed down right now, God. We lift our hands to, hallelujah, to praise you, Lord, and we bow our heads to honor you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for everything right now, God, this morning right now, Father, in all things, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we praise you and we honor you this morning right now, God, for every need that is already met, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the things that you have done right now, God, in the past, the present, and right now in the future, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for answering prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for all the prayers that, hallelujah, that have went up right now, Father, giving thanks to your name, Father. And if we don't do, you don't do anything else, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that's okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, because you made us to serve you and not the other way around, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For abundant life, manifold life, and wonderful life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, for everyone that's on the prayer line this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for the ones that wanted to be here on the prayer line but is not here, Father, in the name of Jesus. And every need is already met, Father. You said if we be about your business, Father, you already know what we are in need of, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God, for our family members right now, God, in the name of Jesus. But before I go any further, Father, we ask you right now, God, hallelujah, to search our hearts right now, God. If there's any sin right now that, God, that lies at the doors of our hearts right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we repent and ask you to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, wash us, cleanse us, hallelujah, creating us clean hearts, oh God, renew right spirits within us, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for the blood that washes, cleanses, analyzes, Hallelujah. That washes, cleanses right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That sifts, expose right now, God, everything that's not like you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, your kingdom come and your will be done in the lives right now, God. Hallelujah. Of your children, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Renew right spirits within us right now, God, in your son Jesus' name. We just praise you this morning right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah right now, God. Lord, we can't praise you enough, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the things that you have done, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for our families, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For salvation, healing, and deliverance this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Draw them right now, God. For the ones that don't know you, Father, in the name of Jesus, draw them to you. You said no man can come unto you unless he be drawn by God, in the name of Jesus. You can't get through Jesus, hallelujah, to get to God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for the victory, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, you're the same God, hallelujah, yesterday, today, and forever. You're unchanging, Father. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for sound minds in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for healing, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. It's already done in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for my daughter, Michelle Rasco, Eddie Banks, hallelujah, Calvin, Colin, Cameron, Ebony, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Latanya, Sean, hallelujah, Jonathan, Adrian, Father, in the name of Jesus, Rosa, Vicky, and Sean, right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, thanking you right now, God, for my brother Louis, my sister Mary, my mother Rosa, in the name of Jesus, for your protection right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thanking you right now, God, for them, Father. Thank you right now, God, for doing, hallelujah, what you said that you would do, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 for deliverance, healing, and salvation, Father, for the ones that don't know you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that whatever it takes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, asking you right now, God, to save our family members, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for deliverance from alcohol, from drugs right now, God, from hookah smoking right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. That you're delivering them from it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, close city to your son, the gay spirit, the lesbian spirit, the spirit of unforgiveness is bound. Already in the name of Jesus, the spirit of hallelujah, unforgiveness is bound. Cast back down to the pit of hell from which it came in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father, we bind division, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we lose unity right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, a repentant heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you draw them by your power, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, and I thank you right now. We honor you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ, and bringing everything else, hallelujah, and the subjection, hallelujah, right now, God, to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Every thought, every negative thing right now, God, is bound, and we lose life right now, and that more abundantly, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lose love, Father, in the name of Jesus. We lose, hallelujah, we bind spirit of torment, and we lose the spirit of peace right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for dreamers right now, God. We thank you right now, God, God, for visions right now, God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord, you said, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. In the name of Jesus, that he has risen from the dead and he is Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now, God, for joy down in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for you said, Lord, love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second and greatest commandment is love our neighbors as we love ourselves, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help take care of the stranger, hallelujah, the needy, the widow, hallelujah, the orphan, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, closer, the poor, the ones that are oppressed, the ones that, hallelujah, are weak, Father, that we take care of them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are weak in you, Christ, we are building up right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Reach back and snatch them out of the fire, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every leader right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you give us what we need, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we decrease so you can increase in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for a spirit of obedience, Father, in the name of Jesus, a spirit of humility, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, you're the King of kings and the Lord of lords, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for lifting up a standard against everything, every negative thing, every demonic plot and plan, hallelujah, that's been designed against your church, Father, so we can freely pray and worship you right now, God, in liberty, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for like-mindedness in you right now, God, Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and having your mind of Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. And our second process, Father, you said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just and pure and lovely and of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, Lord, you tell us to think of these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just come to you right now, God. Just meditate on your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for a mouth to pray praise and worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for eyes to see, ears to hear, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and proclaim the living of the Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, to reach out right now, God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for souls, you say, for hallelujah, just for souls right now, God, hallelujah, the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are true, Father, in the name of Jesus, so raise up right now, God, hallelujah, close down, and raise them up, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they will stand, hallelujah, stand on your word, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for the standard, Father. We thank you right now, God, for truth, justice, righteousness, and perfection, Father, in the name of Jesus from you. We thank you and we honor you right now, God, for all that you are, all that who you are, Lord God. We're asking you, thanking you right now, God, for mercy this morning, Father. New mercies right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Traveling mercies, Father, the ones that are traveling to home and whatever, God, protection upon our families, Father. You said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are our fortress, Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, that no plague shall
Praise the Lord. We don't know what happened. It looks like her phone has dropped. I'm going to ask our sister Mary if you will take up the prayer and go ahead and pray for pray this morning. Amen. Sister Mary.
Yes. Praise praise you, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord God, this morning, God. We give you glory, Lord God, this morning. Thank you, Jesus. God, we come to you, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praises in our heart, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the prayers going before this prayer, Father God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that we are up and, Lord God, and in one accord, Lord God, trusting you, Lord God, in a family of that come to seek you in your face, oh, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. And God just come to hear you, Lord God. And God just come to be united as one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we give you glory this morning. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the ones, oh, Lord God, who has come this morning, Lord God. And God, we come blessing your name, Father God, blessing your name, Lord God, this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we are seeking your face, oh, Lord God, this day, Lord God. God, some are in the need, Lord God, for a blessing, Lord God, things that they have been praying for, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that door is open, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. God, we ask you, oh, Lord God, to make provisions, oh, Lord God, for those that are in a need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, as we know in our climate and our temperature, Lord God, has changed so, Lord God, so drastically, Lord God, not just here in our home, oh, Lord God, but they're everywhere, Lord God, where people have lost their power, Lord God, and that the temperature has just been so cold, Father God, in the name of Jesus, snow and ice has fallen all at the same time, where there has been thunder and lightning, Lord God, thunderstorms at the same time, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, that you just surround us by safety, Lord God, surround us by your love, Lord God, and just keep them, these people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for their alertness of people that may be traveling, Lord God, that they may stay sharp and alert, Lord God, and just be mindful of one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus as they travel, Lord God. And God, we just pray for the safety, Lord God, over each home, Lord God, homes that have lost their heat, Father God, at this time, Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for meeting every need, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And God, this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we bring to you, Lord God, those that are even without a home, Lord God, our homeless community, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they have found some place of a warmth, of safety, Lord God, that they won't be just left out there, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And those, oh God, that is suffering from some mental illness, oh Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, over them right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that they have found a place of warmth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for covering them, each and every one of them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray, oh Lord God, this morning, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, those are our family members, oh Lord God. We bring them to you, Lord God. We bring them to you. They're in our hearts, oh Lord God. And this year, Lord God, you have given us a heart, Lord God, to pray for our families, Lord God, to call them out name by name each day, Lord God, to be mindful, Lord God, of them, of those that's so near and so dear to us, oh Lord God, praying, oh Lord God, for their salvation, Lord God. God, we know and we hear of the destructive lives of some of our loved ones are living, Lord God. So God, we bring them to you right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, pleading the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God, right now, Father God. God, asking you, Lord God, to save the souls, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're praying, Lord God, that you even send forth a labor, Lord God, to minister, Lord God, our salvation to them, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that they may even, Lord God, get to a point, Lord God, even this day, Lord God, and say, what must I do to be saved, O Lord God? What can I do to have this happiness and peace in my life, O Lord God? And God, they may get to a point where they can call on you, Lord God. They can call on you, Lord God, for to be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for are saving our families right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, bringing them to a place of peace in their lives, O God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, strengthening them, Lord God, that they may love, Lord God, even love one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, even show respect toward one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you for it, Father God. And God, we pray, Lord God, for healing, Lord God, a healing to take place, O Lord God, even in every area, Lord God, that they may have, Lord God. We stand together as one in unity and one body on this prayer line this morning, Lord God. Sending forth your word, Lord God. You said in Psalms 107, verse 20, Lord God, that we could send the word, Lord God. Send the word, and they were healed, Lord God. They were delivered, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God. So, God, we send that word out even now, Lord God. Even now, Lord God, to each to homes, O Lord God, that there's a need for healing, Lord God, with healing in their bodies, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, healing, Lord God, of this COVID-19, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we send the word, Lord God, we send the word right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, praying, Father God, that your blood will cover them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and set them free and heal their bodies, Lord God, where they're weak, Lord God. Some of us got up, Lord God, with unusual pain, Lord God, with unusual aches in our bodies, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I pray, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that they can call on you, Lord God, call on you, Lord God, and you for healing in their bodies right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that you may even touch them, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, touch their mind, Lord God, those that are in some mental state. My sister Peggy, Lord God, touch her right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God. God, we pray, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you are God that heals, and you are God that delivers, oh Lord God. And you are God that, Lord, if we ask, Lord God, and if we pray out, cry out, Lord God, that you hear us, oh Lord God. And God, we trust you, Lord God. We trust you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, that you will bring peace, Lord God. Peace, Lord God, in the lives and in the hearts of so many, Lord God, that is have woken up or has found themselves so uneasy, Lord God, and so confused, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We send peace, Lord God, throughout this nation, Lord God, even this nation, Lord God, peace, Lord God, where there has been so much distraction, Lord God, and so much unease feelings, Lord God, toward one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we send your peace out right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you were, Lord God, come in, Lord God, to the lives of, Lord God, of so many, Lord God, that don't even know you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And even they may cry out to you, Lord God, to be saved, Father God, and delivered, Lord God, delivered out of their destructive ways and habits, oh Lord God, delivered out of their sin. sins, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And Lord God, they will look even at themselves, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord God, not wanting to be like somebody else, but God, look down at themselves and said, what must I do to be saved? How can I get out of this mess, oh Lord God? And they will cry out to you, Lord God. Cry out to you, Lord God, for hope, Lord God, and for healing and salvation, Lord God, and deliverance, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. God, we give you the glory. We praise your name, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, this day. We lift you up on high, Lord God, this day, Lord God. We are thankful, Lord God, that you are our promise keeper, Lord God, and God, that you send forth, you said you have promised us life everlasting and the abundance of life, oh Lord God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, that you keep your promises, oh Lord God, toward us this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Keep us, oh Lord God. Keep us in a good, our minds and our hearts, oh Lord God. Stayed on thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let us not, Lord God, even take our eyes off of you, Lord God. We run into a situation that will probably bring up the old man in us, oh Lord God. Let us remember, Lord God, that you are a God of love, Lord God. You came that we may love, Lord God, even love one another, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, I pray, Lord God, that you'll just walk with us this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, giving us the mind, Lord God, that is in Christ Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, we will not, that we may not, oh God, fail in the things, oh Lord God. If we fall, if we come short, Lord God, let us get up, Father God, praising and thanking you, Lord God, and running steadfast this race, oh Lord God, that you've given us this calling, Lord God, that you've given us of hope, Lord God, of your love, Lord God, of your assurance, oh Lord God, that you are there, Lord God, you're with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So God, I loose the spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in each of us, oh Lord God, that we may know, Lord God, that we are not alone, Lord God, that you are our comforter, Lord God. And in those situations that we run into, Lord God, our decisions that we have to make, Lord God, we can call on the Holy Spirit. That's what you are there for, Lord God, that you are our comforter, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. You know all things. You lead us, oh Lord God, and you guide us through your Holy Spirit. You guide us in the right direction. So, God, we are grateful. We're thankful, Lord God, of your goodness. I thank you for each and every one that is listening to this prayer, Lord God. I pray blessings up over their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Blessings abundantly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, and we praise your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for our Pastor Darlene, Lord God, that will come to us, Lord God, with a sharp word, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we are open and ready to hear a word, Lord, from you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We give you glory this morning, and we praise your name. We said, blessed be thy name, Lord God. Blessed be thy name, Lord God. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for all your divine favor this morning. It is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God for the prayers this morning from our Sister Gladys and our Sister Mary. We are grateful for each one who is here today. And, you know, as we pray, we are in agreement with the prayers that are going up. And so we thank the Lord today for those prayers from our sisters and for the love that we share with one another. God is so good, and his mercies endure forever. So right now, let me go ahead and get into the word. We have a little bit of word this morning, and we know that God loves to hear us talk about him and how he has put so many things in our path through his word as to how we should live our lives. So I'm just grateful this morning for the opportunity just to be here and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this week we had a scripture. It was in the book of Isaiah. And so in the book of Isaiah, we were in chapter number 57. And the verses that we were looking at was verses 20 through 21. But when I go into the word this morning, I'm going to start with verse number 14. So but before we get to the reading of the word, just want to share a little bit about this chapter of Isaiah chapter 57. And we know that just an overview of what was happening here, there were the people of God were just doing whatever they wanted to do. There was evil in their hearts, and there was a lack of care for their fellow citizens. And, you know, we find in this day and time, we may see the same thing. Some of us are not caring about our fellow citizens, our sisters and brothers in Christ. And so it wasn't enough for the people in Isaiah's day to engage in pagan worship. They also mocked the righteous who remained faithful to God. That's in the early part of this chapter, and I would encourage each one to go back and read this entire chapter, which is a really good food for the soul. The idolaters burned with lust and fed their sexual depravity with rituals that included every form of moral degeneration and imaginable at the time. And so, you know, we see in this day and age, we are observing many of the same types of things going on, and God is not pleased with that. And that is one reason why we pray so that God will, first of all, keep us. We have to stay faithful to him, and also to pray that others will come to the body of Christ. We're praying for our family this year, and we're believing that God will, of course, we've been praying for them for many years, as my mom and dad did for me. They prayed for me many years. And we're believing that many more will come and join this body of Christ and prepare for eternity. But we know that in light of the mess that these the people of Israel were going through, God questions them, and we know that it was something that he was asking them. The people might have argued in their defense that, you know, because of what they were doing, they may have been saying, you know, well, this is what we have in our hearts to do or whatever. I'm not sure what they were thinking. But when the people of God cry out, they can be rescued. When we cry out as a people of God, we can be rescued from the things that we may be going through. So I'm going to go ahead and begin to read in Isaiah chapter 57, verse 14. And it says, "And shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people." Verse 15 says, "For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one." Verse 16 says, "For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit should fail before me, and the souls which I have made." Verse 17 says, "For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart." Verse 18 says, "I have seen his ways, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him, and to his mourners." 19 says, "I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him." Verse 20 says, "But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt." And verse 21 says, "There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked." So as we go back to verse 14, once again, it says, "And shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people." And so those who believe would have every obstacle to their return to the Lord, every obstacle that would be in their way, it would be cleared out of the way at the coming restoration of Israel. Likewise, we must believe that obstacles in our way will be removed. You know, God is not a respecter of person. What he has done for one, he can do for another. So what he did for Israel, he can do for us. So we as a nation, we need to come back to the ways of the Lord. We as a nation need to turn from those things. The stumbling blocks, there are many stumbling blocks out there right now, but those who believe will have that obstacle removed as it was for the children of Israel. Verse number 16 says, "For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." So the Lord is telling us the righteous were encouraged to remember that even though the God of Israel is the high and the exalted one, he is a mighty God. He's a lofty God. He delights. He wants to dwell with the lowly. He wants to dwell with the humble. So we as a people of God must stay humble. No matter what is going on, we must be humble before him. We must keep that contrite spirit and a lowly heart. We cannot be high-minded, puffed up, and prideful. This is what we see God speaking to us in verse number 15. Verse 16 says, "For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit should fail before me and the souls which I have made." So God's people were assured that his wrath is not going to be there forever. And even today, in this day and age, we know that God's wrath will not be there forever. He is a God of love and a God of peace. And we know that he wants us to have peace. So God's love provides restoration. But we will see in the end, there is no peace for the wicked. God loves us enough that he's going to help to restore us. You know, if we get ourselves in a pickle and we find that we're falling backwards, God will be there for us. In the book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse number 38, it says, "But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath." So the Lord is showing us here in this verse that he is full of compassion. He is compassionate towards us as we would be towards our children. And I know that when I was growing up, I did many things that were contrary to what my mom and dad had told me to do. I would be in a place where I would just maybe not consciously be rebellious, but just rebellious, had a rebellious spirit. And they were, you know, they would give us, me and the rest of the family, the rest of the children, they would give us a punishment, but they were compassionate. They were kind. You know, after that whipping or whatever punishment that they gave us, they would still show love to us. And so God, you know, he may bring a punishment upon us, but he still loves us and he will forgive our iniquity. He will destroy us, God. He would not destroy us. He will not put us in a place where we can't get back to him. So we as a people of God, as a nation, and I speak about our United States of America because we have, as a nation, fallen away from God. But we are a remnant. We here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, not only our ministry, but there are many people in the world and in the United States of America who still care about God, who still look to God, who are still with a place of humility in their hearts where we can come back and see that God, with his compassion, will forgive. And that's one reason why we continue to pray, because we know that the Lord, he wants to see change in our nation. He wants to see change in our families. He wants us to make a decision for Jesus Christ, those who have not made that decision for Jesus Christ. So we're thanking God for his compassion. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God, glory to God, that he will turn away his anger. But in the meantime, there is a need for the prayers. The fervent, effective prayers of righteous men availeth much. And so that's why we continue to come here and do our prayers. So we go back to Isaiah chapter 57, verse number 17. It says, for the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth and smote him. I hid me and was wroth, and he went on forwardly in the way of his heart. And so God does not want us to misunderstand that even though he has compassion towards us, there are things that people can do that will cause his anger. There are things that we're doing in the United States of America and various places in the world that will cause God to be angry. So we don't want to misunderstand the fact that we have to live a holy and a righteous life. The word tells us that none but the righteous shall see God. So we here go back to Isaiah chapter 57. We're in verse number 18. It says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. Verse 19 says, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. So nevertheless, anyone who repents and returns to the Lord, as we saw here in Isaiah, that whoever repented and returned to the Lord would enjoy his peace and healing. And so we believe that even in this day and age, as we turn to the Lord as a nation, if we would as a whole nation, my God, that would be so wonderful, my Lord Jesus, if every person in this nation would turn to the Lord. We would have peace in this land. That would be so beautiful to see the peace of God in this land. We're just going to keep on praying. We know that God will help us individually to have peace. And the peace that we have, we can spread that peace to somebody else. You know, we can let them know that God is a peaceful God and God wants us to have peace. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verse 6, it says, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. God wants us to have peace. He wants us to know the truth. And then in Hosea chapter 14, verse 4 says, I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. God's anger is not going to last forever. Acts chapter 2, verse 39 says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. So God wants not only us, but he wants everybody who will come after we, even after we leave this earth realm, we may have offspring. God wants each and every person who comes in the future to have peace. And so we're thanking God for that. We know that God is the one who sent Jesus Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. And if we know him, we will have peace, even the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. So we're thanking God that he shall heal this land. We're believing that this land will be healed as we stay in the face of God, as we keep our prayers going, as we many times we have to go into a fast and put away the food and stay in a place of reading the word and praying and making supplication unto the Lord. And then we are in verse number 20 here in Isaiah chapter 57. It says, but the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. So even though the Lord himself will bring peace to those who turn back to him, those who will come to him, he will give us peace. Even in the midst of all the turmoil that we are experiencing in the world today, not just the United States of America, people are not in a place of peace because of COVID-19, because of anger that is being spilled out into the atmosphere. There are gangs that are still fighting, gangs that are shooting guns and killing one another. There are families that are fighting one another. In the midst of all that, God is giving peace in some of the places. But he says, the wicked, there is no peace for the wicked. There is no peace for the wicked is the word of God. And so those who are wicked, even though they may seem like they may be okay, they are not okay, because even in their minds, they don't have peace. You know, when people have wickedness in their hearts and they're doing wicked things, they will not have peace. This is the word of God. So we will not be out there, you know, being angry because people are doing things that they should not do. Let's not be angry with even some decisions that have been made for this country. Let's not be angry because God is the one. He said vengeance belongs to him, so we're not even going to worry about what people are doing. The wicked will have their day. There is God says vengeance belongs to him. He shall repay. And we know that what we sow, that's what we shall reap. So even the wicked, when they feel like they're getting away with something, I'm telling you, they are not getting away with anything, because ultimately they're going to have to come before the judgment seat of Christ and answer to every deed that they have done in their bodies, whether it be good or evil. So we're believing the Lord today to give us the peace that we desire. He's going to help us to be at peace each and every day. So let's continue to keep our eyes on the Lord, not on the circumstances, not on the wicked. We ourselves, each and every person individually, must have the peace of God within us. We must show the love of God. That is important, that we show love. That is important because God himself is love, and he has shown us his love that even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And because of that, we have the opportunity to come. We have the opportunity to come and be a part of the body of Christ, ask God to forgive us. And so we're believing that God is going to bring peace within this land. We're believing that God is bringing peace within our hearts and within our families, and that peace will continue to grow across the United States of America and around the world. So I pray that you have received something from what I have shared this morning that you can take with you, that you can use in the future for your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for this word. Your word is rich. Your word is powerful. Your word is food for our souls, Lord. And as we draw nigh to you, Lord, you draw nigh to us. So, Lord, each and every one of us, we want to know that you will give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. And we know, Father, today we will continue to walk in your love, walk in the spirit of the Lord, so that people will be drawn to you. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the lines should be opening right now. And if you have something you want to share this morning, you might have if you were blessed with this word, or if you have a testimony or a prayer request, you may share that at this time. Amen.
Good morning. This is Gladys. Y'all forgive me. My phone cut off and stuff, and I was just going on and stuff like that, and I didn't realize it until it was I stayed up too long. But anyway, I just want prayer for a lady named by the name of Faye Hill, and that God to, you know, just do a work in her. She's already filled with the Holy Ghost and everything, but prayers for her. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sister in Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anybody else?
Good morning, Sister Lois.
Okay, here are two people, Sister Lois and then Apostle Horsley, if you would go in that order, please.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, this is Lois. I just thank the Lord for the prayer line being here today and pray for peace in the family.
Peace in the family, okay, Sister Lois. Mm-hmm. Okay, Apostle Horsley.
Amen. Yes, we thank God for the word today. We thank you for the word. It was right on time. You really went in. We have to have this peace, that we have this peace come upon us about decisions that is made in this United States of America. It was a very timely message that just brought prayer for me and the family. And a lady named Des Ron has a mental, for her mind, they did paranoia. She gets out the hustle and goes right back in for the same thing. So a prayer for Des Ron Lewis.
Okay.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
I just want to ask for prayer for strength and that God removes the mark of rejection for my life and give me favor.
Good.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. Thank you for the word.
Amen.
Pastor, can I ask a question there, please? What is what you refer to by a mark of rejection? Without, you know, going into too much detail, this one understand how to pray.
Yeah, no, when I say that, you know, you just want, you know, more of God's favor in your life. The mark of rejection could be anything. You could be rejected by a job, a family member, just anything. But in my case, you know, I just want to, just for my relationship, you know, I want to be able to find a relationship that I could be in that's pleasing to God and just, you know, a good relationship. And, you know, I want to get married, so... That's what I mean.
Okay, amen. Okay, we have another time. Okay, thank you. I just want to understand how to pray because a lot of times I pray after we come off the prayer line.
Pray for my business. Just,
okay. Yeah. Right. All right, thank you for that time, Pastor Dolly. Thank you.
Okay. All right, so right now I guess we are going to go ahead and pray. You've heard the request. And we have about 5 minutes, well, actually 4 minutes before we should be closing out. So we're just going to come together and pray. And as you're praying, you praise the Lord for the deliverance for whatever we're praying for. Amen. The Lord, we just
thank you
this morning.
Thank you,
we pray
Jesus.
For faith.
Thank you, God.
God.
Thank you, Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we bow
down
to you, Lord
God.
We pray that you can bring our lives all out.
You
pray that
we will be able to hear the
Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you
don't
hold us back to a reprobated mind, Jesus, Lord God. Help us to stay fixated on you, Lord God. Help us not be dismayed and distracted, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you give me strength, Lord God. Strength, Lord God, to keep going, Lord God. Keep moving, Jesus. Keep pressing towards the heart, Lord God. Remove everything that's not like you, Lord God. Be with us, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Because you open the gates of heaven and pour out so many blessings, we'll have room to do it. You said you would give us treasures in darkness, Lord God. The treasures that you have, Lord God, you put up, Lord God, everybody knows about, Lord God. We pray that you will lead us today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Background, if you can mute your phone, that'd be so lovely. Praise the Lord. So we're thanking God for today, and as we have come to the top of the hour, we are grateful that we are in unity. There's unity, and there's strength. One can put away 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight. So there's power in agreement. Even when we can't hear you, when we are somebody is praying individually, we are believing that you're in agreement. You didn't come here this morning, or you don't come here on this prayer line just for the fun of it. We're here to do the work. We believe that God is doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes. He is taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory, and it's in him that we're going to see change come. So as we're leaving today, I pray for each and every one who has come. We pray for our Sister Marie, our Sister Darlene, Sister Yvonne, Sister Gladys, Sister Juanita, Apostle Horsley, Sister Mary, our Sister Lois, our Sister Linda, our Sister Deborah, Sister Glenda, Sister Chris. We pray for each and every person, Sister Sheila. We pray for Pastor Scholastica. We pray for James and John and Harvey. We appreciate everybody who has come, and we know that God loves you, and we love you too. If I didn't call your name, maybe I don't know your name, or I just forgot it. But anyhow, we know that God loves you, and if you are under the sound of my voice, God is blessing you. And I decree this morning that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart. I decree that our bodies are healed. I pray for even Sister Jeannie. We haven't heard her in a while, that God continues to heal her body. I decree that we love God and we keep his commandments. We are anointed by God to do his work. I decree that showers of blessings are upon our lives and upon our families. And we are here to pull down strongholds. The wickedness in high places are destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. And I decree that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us is rejected and shall not come to pass in the name of Jesus. And I pray for every seed that has been sown into the ministry and into my life, that that seed will grow, that it is being sown in good ground. And I decree that your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some of it will multiply 30 and some 100-fold, and many will receive that 1,000-fold blessing as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. So I tell you, sisters and brothers, let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet, and he will make us to walk upon high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love you all. Have a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow with expectancy and with love in your heart. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.